In mobile home parks, residents own their homes, but not the land, so they must pay what's called lot rent. And WPB's Susan Shane visits one park where lot rent is rising by a lot.
Rancho Villa is a mobile home park for seniors in Walla Walla. It has clean streets, cheery lawn ornaments, and neighbors who chat on evening walks. The park was built in the 1960s. Around 3 years ago, it sold to First Commercial Properties Northwest, a company based outside Seattle. Ever since, First Commercial has raised lot rents annually. This year, it's raising them by 44%. The new lot rent is $600 a month, more than double what it was in 2021.
How they sleep at night amazes me.
That's Beverly Barksdale. She lives in the park with her husband. She thought the latest rent spike was a mistake. When she learned it wasn't, she anguished over her fellow residents, many of whom are on fixed incomes.
As I've got to meet my neighbors and know them and see their struggles, it just hurts my heart.
Across the country, corporations are purchasing mobile home parks and raising rents. Rachel Myers is executive director of the Washington Low Income Housing Alliance.
The impact of these rent increases on people is really, really enormous.
Myers says that even seemingly small amounts, like $50 or $100, can be devastating to tenants on fixed incomes. She's heard from people who have foregone medication or heat to afford such jumps. In Washington, she says,
it's perfectly legal for rents to be raised 20, 30, 40, 50%, and that is not uncommon.
That's not the case in Oregon and California, where much of the housing is rent stabilized. Rent stabilization limits the amount that landlords can raise a current tenant's rent. For example, it might be capped at 7% each year. It does not limit how much landlords can raise the rent in between tenants. The past 2 years, a rent stabilization bill has failed in Washington's legislature. A similar bill will be on the docket in 2025. If it passes, the resulting law would apply to mobile home parks, too. Renee Rooker is head of Walla Walla's Housing Authority. She says that mobile home parks are some of the last linchpins of affordable housing. Rancho Villa has 240 units that house hundreds of seniors. If they can't afford the new rent, she says,
where are they going to go? There isn't anything else that they could purchase.
Rooker's agency builds and manages properties, so she understands the importance of turning a profit. But she doesn't think that justifies what is happening at Rancho Villa.
I just think it's criminal. Like, it makes me angry. How would you like it if someone increased your mortgage 44%?
Residents of Rancho Villa have called and written to First Commercial. They said no one has heard back. The company didn't respond to our request for comment either. Dorothy Knudsen is a former minister who lives at Rancho Villa.
We need more affordable housing everywhere in the nation, and this at least provides somewhat affordable housing.
She and her neighbors have been fighting First Commercial's changes for years. In July, they filed complaints with Washington's Attorney General. Residents allege that First Commercial has failed to maintain the park's infrastructure, that the company has retaliated against them for complaining, that they've been ordered to fix driveways or trim trees, tasks that are not their responsibility. They haven't gotten a resolution yet. But the residents of Rancho Villa have no plans to back down. Their homes are worth it. Reporting in Walla Walla, I'm Susan Shane.